Yeah, boy. Last night.
What's up there, guy?
Oh, geez. Goodness gracious. Gazobos.
We had some fun.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I think at one point this morning I thought I was still hammered. I think it was the flavor crystals got me all fucked up, man.
I don't think we went to bed until like 3:30.
It was late. It's later than I usually do.
All right. Who wants Mr. Black?
I'll do it. He needs a coffee. Right. Yeah. I'll do one.
Might get a mixture here. We'll see.
Half and half. Close.
Oh, that's a perfect pour chart.
Pretty close. Yeah. Perfect pour. Yeah.
God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Cheers, fellas.
Clinky, brother. To metal. Warning. This show has been found to be extremely off-putting, irresponsible, and exhausting. Listener discretion is advised.
That's cool. We can actually hear it.
Oh, that was good.
It was delicious.
Ooh, wow. All right.
Yummy.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Metal Nerdery Podcast. A little more twanglified than normal. We got Billiam.
That's me.
Way over there. We got Russell.
Ooh, yeah.
Doesn't he have music?
Huh?
No, he doesn't have music.
No, I don't have music. You know, I don't get music.
So it's just the one
you
time,
get music.
Right? Yeah, okay, and then we got the Wheeler. Sorry. See, twanglification.
That was like us trying to start the Trooper last night. What the fuck?
Yeah, last night was... Quite a bit of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, nice. That was killer, man. I'm so glad y'all came. That was super cool to see
lots
y'all
of time.
Out there. Oh, wow. Different kind of come.
Wow.
Came. Yeah. So
my beard is sticky, though.
So my band got to open for...
another band.
Yeah, Damage Inc., which is like the nation's premier fucking Metallica tribute band.
Not wrong. Yeah.
And it was super cool because I love doing opening gigs because like... You know, we start at 7:45, we're done at 9:15, and I get to hang out the rest of the night. Like, normally when I play a gig, by the time we get done playing, everybody's gone, right?
Right.
So last night I got to hang out and watch the other band, which I'm just telling you, those fucking guys, holy shit.
Oh, yeah, they were dead on.
I mean, they...
sounded just like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and they everything they played, whether it was old shit or new shit, it sounded just fucking like them. And, man, I like this set list, too. It was kind of weird starting with Lux Eterna, but it was cool, you know? And then they went into For Whom the Bell Tolls, and then Harvester of Sorrow.
Yeah,
I mean, but Four Horsemen.
Hit the Lights.
Fuck, I mean, one was killer.
I missed that. I left before that one.
I think they played it right after you left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I was like, where'd Bill go? They're like, he took off, and that was right when they started it.
There we go. That's what I was missing.
But the cool thing is...
No, that's good now.
These guys are so cool. I mean, they were... Kevin and Chris, the brothers...
Noise. They're noise guys.
Just fucking good dudes, you know? I mean, the whole time we were doing our sound check... They're like up around the stage, like helping us, like telling, you know, turn this down, turn this up, you know, trying to help us tweak our sound, which is, that's just good. You know, that's like neighborly. Like,
it's like, you know what? Turn the bass like all the way down. Just fucking turn it, just turn it off.
But anyway, hails to Damage Inc.
Is that uncalled for?
Those guys fucking kicked ass. I mean, they were so good. The crowd freaking loved
them.
They
were good.
You know?
Y'all were good, too. Y'all
we had a good
really
set.
Good.
For playing fucking some of the shit we play. I mean.
Turn me loose.
No, it was Working for the Weekend, bro.
Same thing.
The Other Lover Boys.
The Other Lover Boys.
Yeah. They only had two, right?
I thought they had more than two, but.
Honestly, I love playing that song. It's the poison that it just makes my skin crawl.
Yeah,
we noticed. I think you looked over kind of like, sorry.
Yeah, I did. I looked at y'all. I was like,
sorry.
But, you know, the funny thing is there were people wearing Metallica shirts up front while we're playing that song, singing the damn song. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I guess it's nostalgic at this point.
Yeah.
Nostalgia.
What y'all probably didn't realize, when I sing backups on that song,
you get tits?
For my own entertainment purpose, I sing Don't Need Nothing But a Blowjob. Oh. Yeah, you have to listen real close.
Don't need nothing but a blowjob. Like that? Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, wait, I'm talking about Poison.
Yeah, you're talking about Loverboy. Don't eat nothing.
Okay, you know what? I kind of caught that because I was like, that doesn't sound like Good Time.
And I don't even think my band realizes I'm doing it, but I've been doing every time we've played that song, I sing.
Does that sound Asian?
But a blowjob. Anyway, if I'm going to review last night, I enjoyed playing. It was a lot of fun. But
give yourself 10 out of 10.
Those motherfuckers. Holy shit.
They did put on a good show.
God damn, they're good. They're
professional.
Yeah. Well, they are. Yeah. I mean, they toured with Metallica last year. That's what they do.
Those guys.
Yeah, so if
for a minute I was like,
you guys out there listening to this, if you have a chance to go see Damage Inc. in your town,
do it.
Go see them.
And love the English, so you do it. Good,
yeah, if you like Metallica,
yeah, I mean it's uncanny.
If you like Metallica, you will not be disappointed for sure. Sure.
For sure. So
man,
all right. So what else we got going on?
Oh man, we got a Manscaped. Man.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, and what's super cool is these guys sent us like product.
Some nice gear, yeah.
So we could try the shit out.
I got worried yesterday. I forgot how the packaging had like some little stealth spots, and I was looking for like the ball shaver attachment. You know, the one that's got like the rounded head.
For your pleasure.
Yeah, and I thought maybe when we unpacked it here, I was like, oh shit, did I leave it at Bill's? I was like, oh man. Yeah. And then I realized it was kind of the way it's packaged because the box is like a MacGyver box.
It's in the bag.
Loads of stuff. It's in the bag. That's where your balls are too.
Right.
See.
But yeah, they sent a. I can't wait to use the nose trimmer.
That motherfucker's awesome.
It works. Yeah. It works really good.
I've got an old one that's a piece of shit, but it's like my nose hairs are starting to get a little.
That's called the weed whacker.
That's right. Yeah.
The weed whacker. That motherfucker, like, if you're planning on going out, like, having a heavy night of cocaine, you could just clear the path. Just kidding.
Make a path.
But no.
Allegedly.
You can clear the passage. And it's quick, too. It's like, that's one of my most, like things I hate about myself, because if I don't pay attention, my
fucking nose hairs,
yeah,
they those go hairs nuts. Get to be unruly really quick,
yeah, like that, like within a couple of days. Oh, shit, like
you could probably use that like down there and then make like crop circles, sort of.
Well, it's the cool thing about it is like you turn the damn thing on and you put it, you know, in your nostril, and it doesn't hurt. You think it would like grab it,
yeah. Yeah, it doesn't.
No, it's freaking clean, and it takes like a second, like each nostril, and you're like clean.
Yeah. It's so much better than pulling that shit.
Oh god, yeah, throwing them in your floorboard in your car.
Then your nose swells up and fucking hurts.
And you know what? They grow back longer. I've always heard that if you pluck your nose hairs, they like grow back longer. So you got to
fucking walrus with the hairs coming. Yeah.
So. All right, so number one, the weed whacker is fucking awesome. And that's, you know, for your face. Now, the other products that came in the box, the lawnmower 5.0.
That's a nice piece of equipment.
All right, check this shit out.
I feel like that's like the German sports car equivalent of like a ball shaver.
I think it is. I really did. I mean, it's like, okay, sorry. I'm going to get a little detailed here. You can take it in the shower. Right, it's waterproof, so you can carry it in the shower with you, so you don't have to get like pubes all over your.
You don't want to get pubes everywhere.
With the shower, they go down the drain. You know, everything's good. Yeah,
sure.
Unless they back up, then that's a problem.
But now, see, I'm a little bit portly right now, so I have to like lift up my stomach so I can see what I'm doing down there. But check this out: the fucking thing's got a light on it. It's got an LED freaking light. It lights up. So you're in the shower, you got your belly lifted, you're shaving. You know, you can see all the remnants fall into the drain, you know. But when you come out of the shower, I'm like, you know, besides my massive size, it's like a 10-year-old down there. I'm like,
that's why I don't come out of the shower. I come in the shower.
Like, trim. I mean, honestly, this thing is, like, powerful. I only charged it, you know, like, when I got it.
Yeah.
I plugged it in for, like, a couple hours.
When I pulled it out of the box, Mark's time, it was basically.
It was ready to go.
It was charged up and ready to rock and roll. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I can't say enough. Seriously, they sent us the nicest fucking.
The shirt's nice too.
Yeah, I got the shirt on right now, by the way.
My nipples enjoyed the
it
shirt.
It says,
my
Manscaped, nipples thanked me. Your balls will thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But so. My nipples thanked me when I wore the shirt. So I was like, that's cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, think about the old days, you know. What are you going to do? Grab the Bic, you know, little disposable and slice the skin off
your
balls.
That's no way to treat your balls.
No, fuck no. scary as shit.
But if you want to get you some Manscaped stuff, you can go, was it manscaped.com?
Absolutely.
And use promo code METAL.
METAL.
Which will give you, was that 20% off?
That's right.
Yeah. 20% nice. Off. 20.
And free shipping on your whole order.
Yeah. So get all the stuff you can.
Honestly, the tools are really cool.
The shaving bag's nice, too.
But the fucking...
The ball deodorant? The ball
aftershave and the ball deodorant.
Yeah.
Well, I did this before our show last night. No lie. I'm telling the God's honest truth. You know, got home from work, got in the shower, did my business, you know, with the lawnmower 5.0, the bad motherfucker. But when you get out and you're all clean down there and feeling good, you put the ball aftershave on, it's like, that shit's nice. Yeah. And then the deodorant, and I had the Manscaped boxers. I know.
Those look comfy. I was going to wear those today, but I didn't make it home last night.
It's got a little satchel. It's got a little satchel for your balls.
A ball satchel?
Yeah.
As it should.
Yeah. Like a coin purse kind
of? Like a coin purse. Okay. I'm telling you right now, I had the freshest balls at the club last night.
Yeah, that's a ringing endorsement.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, I'm sure there were some fresh balls, but not like
this. No.
Manscaped.
Not as fresh as Russ is.
You are a blessing.
You are a blessing.
Indeed.
So manscaped.com and use promo code METAL for 20% off. And free shipping, yes.
Fuck yeah.
That's what it says. Oh,
you got to do this for yourself. Because your
show balls some love.
Yeah, love your balls.
Your balls will thank you.
Both of them. Or if you've got less than one. The one, or if you got more than two,
show your ball. If you got three balls,
yeah, that's
it. Works for all the balls.
Love
all them. The balls.
Yeah, all the balls. Manscaped. It's for all the balls.
Ladies, get your significant other Manscaped.
You know what?
You'll like it as much as he does.
All right, so back to the show.
Back to the show.
So I think it's been like 3 weeks since we've
I kind of had a thing that I bought tickets for. That I forgot about and then forgot to tell you guys about. We went last Saturday to the Edgar Allan Poe pop-up speakeasy.
Oh, how was that?
It was cool.
Yeah.
Basically, it was in the Strand. It's an old theater.
It's at Marietta, right?
Yeah, Marietta. And so it's Edgar Allan Poe themed. So they have four plays. Or not plays. They have
four play?
Kind of. You have an actor come out and basically read the poetry, but acting out the monologue. So like the Telltale Heart, you got a guy that's reading the Telltale Heart. Well, he's reciting it, but he's kind of acting the crazy, you know, and you could hear the heartbeat and all. I mean, it was just, but they had a drink. They had a cocktail for each poem or each story. So you had the Telltale Heart. They had a drink called the Pale Blue Eye. Then the Black Cat was the next one.
Sounds very color centric.
Yeah. Well, and then after the Black Cat, you had I can't remember. The Raven. And then after the Raven, they did Mask of the Red Death.
Nevermore.
But it was cool. You had these actors come out and just act out the part, you know, like crazy, and it was all gloomy with candles and.
What did they do for the Raven? Like flap their arms like they're trying to take off or something?
No, it was just it was a girl reading or reciting. Let me guess,
was her name Raven?
Eleanor or Lenore?
It says close.
Just kidding. No, but they were really good. So another quick promo there. If that comes to your town, which it does tour, go check it out. For I mean, it was I want to say it was $30 for me and $30 for MG. And you get four drinks and entertainment. So it's kind of cool.
Those are two good things that go good together.
Booze and entertainment, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hell yeah.
So,
man, I feel like I still look kind of Asian from last night, man.
We kind of went hard last night.
Man.
We went a little hard in the paint.
I think I went a little too hard in the paint, man. Man. Oh, yeah, correspondences and such. So, sorry, you guys. You'll have to just bear with me. I'll warm up probably by the end of this episode, I'm sure. You can hit us up on the socials if you want to check us out. Metal Nerdery Podcast, the YouVoobs and Instatits and Facebook and all that good stuff.
Snapchat.
Not on TikTok yet, but
not close. Yet. Yeah.
You can,
before it gets banned.
Anyway. Yeah, before it gets banned. You can email us at metalnerdery@gmail.com Or you can give us a call and leave us a voicemail at 980-666-8182. I got like perfect voicemail voice. It fits me. Who are you?
Who are you? Gentlemen.
There he is.
The post.
Yeah, no, man.
Hey, listen. I just wanted to ask you guys a question.
What's your question?
If you know how they put Pantera back together, sort of.
Yes.
If you guys could put a band back together, like, who would it be? They would have to be, like, alive. Like, you know how they did with Pantera, but... Yeah, I'm super stoned on it.
God bless you.
I really dig your opinions, man. Love you.
Love you. All right, so first off, it would be Casey and the Sunshine Band. Just kidding.
No.
They have to be alive. Okay, well, Jimmy Page and Robert Plant are still alive. Jason Bonham is alive. And fucking John Paul Jones is alive. Go. Zeppelin, boom. Done. Yeah, right there. That'd be pretty easy. Fucking, they did that one show in England, like, in 2007.
It was a long time ago, yeah.
And it was great. Like, I've seen the videos from it.
I'm Celebration,
like,
Day?
Yeah. It was fucking awesome. I'm like, why did they... You know, they really got to be, like, dedicated to their retirement. You know what I mean? Like, to not do that. Because every other band in the world's like, oh, fuck, just grab this guy. And
Where?
You know what I'm saying. Yeah, but, yeah, Zeppelin. That would have been
my... Yeah,
yeah, that would have been...
To me, the singer has to still be alive, or somebody has to sound just like him.
Right, like Alice in Chains. Or,
yeah, yeah. You know. Otherwise, it does. It doesn't. It's it not the same.
Something in translation.
Yeah, it does. It's not the same.
Yeah, AC/DC. Yeah. You know, you had the Bon Scott. I mean,
yeah, they're still going though.
Yeah, but I know. But cool news.
Oh.
You saw that Scott Ian is filling in for Stevie Young on rhythm guitar for AC/DC on this tour.
Oh, nice.
How cool is that? Yeah, fucking Scott cool. Ian playing with AC/DC. Yeah. That's cool as shit. That's cool.
He's got to love that.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, that's one. Fucking S.O.D.
Yeah.
Come on, S.O.D.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Even M.O.D.
God, just no. I would love if S.O.D. would just tour.
Yeah.
You know, all they have to do is play the one album.
That's all they have to do. Yeah.
I mean, if they played on just that, I mean, they've got a couple albums, but it's like if they played Speak English or Die, it would be
perfect. Oh, did y'all watch any of the Forbidden videos of them playing live?
Fucking no, I haven't
great.
Seen it.
Great. I sent one to y'all on a text. It's like a little 30-second clip of them playing in Texas.
Every piece of footage I've seen of them playing has been pretty good.
Fucking good, dude. Yeah, I mean, the singer's not Russ, but he's close.
Yeah,
he's good. Yeah. And he hits the high notes. And
their music is so fucking good. Tight. It's like, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, they're fucking good. What? Who else? Ooh, anybody else?
I mean, of course, nice Slayer, right? You always want to see Slayer again.
Right. Yeah.
You know? And it kind of got that now, sort of with the Kerry King thing.
A little bit. Paul Bostaph. They're playing a couple of festivals, right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
So, all right, well.
Pantera's the big one, though.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Down is recording.
New stuff. Yeah.
New album coming
out. Fuck yeah. I can't wait for that.
Yay.
All right, let's do one more.
Unamos. Voice Mala.
Let's see.
It's Bob.
Middle Notary.
Oh, Middle Notary boys. This is Bob from Ohio.
What's up, Bob?
It'll be fun this week. So I want to let you know. Thank you, guys. I went through a fire last Saturday and lost everything that I own.
Oh, fuck.
In this fire. And I the only thing that made me smile all week long was listening to you guys. And I want to thank you again. I appreciate what you guys do. It's funny and everything. But when it comes down to it, in a time of need like this, when someone needs to laugh, and you guys are there. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bob.
Metal Notary, guys. Yeah.
Thank you for that, and so sorry to hear that.
Dude, that sucks, man.
Yeah, man.
Sorry to hear that, brother. Fuck. Wow, that just kind of like took a...
Puts things into perspective.
Yeah, fuck, dude. I'm sorry. Sorry it's to tough. Hear that. Fuck. Wow.
But it's good to know that we can help
Yeah.
Bring smiles to faces.
If our dumb asses can make you laugh, then fuck, we're doing something. That's good.
Okay.
And that's, yeah. I mean, the only thing that could have even made, I mean, yeah, thanks, Bob, for the call, and sorry to hear that, but the only thing that could have made that any better would be like, you know what? Every time I listen to you guys,
I jerk off.
Well, I mean that too.
I was going to say, telling me there's a chance.
What if I was like, every time I listen to you guys, I just forget about everything? It's totally fine.
Huh?
Like, I'm saying, like, what if, never mind.
Well, what if we get that one call and it's like, every time I hear you guys, I go and murder a prostitute, you know, like the serial killer guy.
Well, let's not get that call.
Sorry. Yeah, I took it a little dark there. I don't know.
But you know what? If it makes him feel better, then, you know, that's good.
Kind of made me think of that old Clint Eastwood movie. Was it, where he's the radio DJ? Remember that? The
show? Oh, Play Misty For Me?
Play Misty For Me.
That was a little bit crazy. But
I don't know if I saw that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It was like some crazy, like, Fatal Attraction kind of lady. Yeah,
this chick's like stalking him. He's a DJ, and she's like going to kill him and shit. It's pretty cool.
Mm. It's crazy.
It's old Dirty Harry, seriously. Clint Eastwood. Like okay. That era.
Era.
Yeah, but he's not Dirty Harry. He's like
radio DJ.
Dirty something else, yeah.
Dirty Sanchez.
That's it. Maybe. See. Yeah. I don't know if that's it, actually, but could be it.
Could be.
Something.
Maybe.
Something.
All right. No more correspondence? No emails? No. We got any shit talk?
No. Let's see. I did see something.
One or two things popped up on the feed.
Yep. I saw they have a new one.
Doth. God, how many people are in that fucking band?
They're from Georgia, right?
Are they?
Yeah. Aren't they?
Huh?
I thought they might have had some folks that were from Georgia in the band.
It sounds European to me.
European?
But it's not.
No. All right, let's play it. Fuck it.
Ascension.
Let's go. There we go.
Black metal.
A lot of shit going on.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Ah,
that's badass.
That is fucking
all
awesome.
All the balls.
They're on Metal Blade.
Sound is amazing.
I like it.
Yeah.
Fucking production. Is that three guitars?
Wow. I think so.
Oh, tight as shit.
Yeah, it was very tight.
What time?
Listen to that.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, dude.
Blast beats. Melodic?
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
All the good stuff.
What's that?
Yeah.
Precision picking.
Fuck.
That's badass.
Yeah, it is badass.
I'm a Doth fan.
Hell to the Doth.
Holy shit, that was good.
You know what's funny? That actually sounds like, what did we learn in school? Is onomatopoeia, where a word actually sounds like a sound?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? That's a terrible definition, but
like
Doth sounds like something that a fucking death metal dude would say.
Yeah, they're from Atlanta. Doth. No shit. American death metal. I wouldn't call that death metal. Is it?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think when they started, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Groove.
2000.
They were on Roadrunner at first.
Yeah.
Oh, they've been around a while.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So they're on Brian Slagle's Metal Bleed.
It's like one of the Trujillo kids in that band.
Yeah?
Did I see that? Rafael Trujillo.
Who?
Rafael.
Is that one of his kids?
I don't know. Maybe. He's got the last name. But you know what? It's like if his name was Smith, it's like, well, fucking hey, dude, there's 8 million Smiths in the world. It may not be his kid. I just, you know.
He plays the guitar, whoever he is. All right.
It could be. Maybe it's nothing.
They're good.
I just saw the former president of the Dominican Republic.
I think that's a different
probably
dude.
Not that dude.
That dude's fucking old, man.
Damn, he's been around forever.
So maybe it's not one of Trujillo's kids.
That's hilarious.
Maybe I was way off.
I know his the only son I know of is playing for Suicidal Tendencies now, playing bass for Suicidal, which is cool because Robert played bass for Suicidal Tendencies.
Is he related? Maybe not. He might not be related. I might have just made the whole thing up. Oh, I'm sorry. Is your phone spying on you?
I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
By the way, is there any water in that thing over there?
There is, yeah. I'll get you one.
Oh, excellent. Thank
get
you.
Get him a tampon while you're at it.
And some Midol would be nice.
A little Midol to take away the cramps.
How about a nice warm glass of shut the hell up?
And sometimes a little bit of validation couldn't hurt either.
All right.
Thanks, man.
But I ain't going to lie. So after our long night last night, Matthew and actually, I decided it was a good idea to go get brunch today and knock back some mimosas and Bloody Marys before the show.
Where'd you guys go?
Rachetti's.
Okay. Yeah.
It was pretty good.
The Bloody Marys. I've never been in there. Been a bit much.
Yeah. Well,
I've always heard it's good. It's just good. Italian and nobody here can eat that shit. So.
Right. It's all the cheese.
Well, eggs were like, I've never had scrambled eggs that were so perfectly like soft and yeah. I mean, they weren't like typical, like almost like presentation format. Like
my brunch was a heart nightmare, right? It was it was a biscuit, right?
Well, the name of it sounded pretty awesome.
With a fried chicken breast on it.
Teat. Booby.
Yeah, fried chicken booby.
Egg over easy with a hash brown and then gravy on top of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Gravy.
It was fucking good.
Yeah.
And bacon on the side, by the way. So
naturally.
I think the Bloody Marys might have been a bit much. That was probably the, because I'm not used to drinking those. So.
Well, you had to get your vitamins.
That's true.
Yeah.
And vegetables.
Yeah.
So really, it's kind of.
You like could have had a V8, but you had a Bloody Mary. So.
I mean, I kind of had a V8, but it was just a V8 with a lot of extra stuff in it. I think the mix is probably a little spicy. This probably would lit me up down there. Not in my balls, but in my stomach.
Oh, wow. So, is it docket 30?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's do
it. What are we doing, Matthew?
Yeah, let's do it.
Some more ST. We haven't done any ST in a couple years. Some Suicidal. But when I first heard Lights, Camera, Revolution, I guess that's kind of, because I've not purchased any ST stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't have this one?
Mm-mm. But when I heard this was like high school and everybody was talking about this one. It was like around the time, it was like everybody was talking about this, Cowboys from Hell, and Rust in Peace.
Right.
But this one was always talked about.
Suicidal to me was kind of like, they're one of my favorite bands. And their song spoke to 15-year-old Russ. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I just connected with their shit, you know. Don't know why. I mean, there are certain bands out there like Social Distortion. I just freaking love them because of the lyrics. And that's kind of how Suicidal was for me. It was like, I liked their whole kind of gangster attitude. You know what I mean?
That
like, well, they were like punk.
Yeah.
They were skateboarders. And then they started getting more metal.
Well, they evolved into the thrash thing, right? Because they weren't really thrashy to start. They were kind of.
And now they've gone completely back to the punk thing. Like, if you listen to their stuff.
Yeah, colored through the lens of time, it's still got all the thrash influence in there. Right. So.
But this album, like the one right before this was How I Left. Yeah, which was pretty thrashy. You know, it was a pretty good fucking album. And I love that album. But when this one came out, it was...
This is like their truly, truly thrash.
Yeah, this was a holy shit album. You know, like like COC, Blind, you know, like there's some albums that came out right at this time that were just like fucking badass. Like, this was thrash at its peak.
Yeah.
You know, but they went groove on this too, though.
They did, yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely groove metal.
It's so... I don't know what it is about the cover, but something about... I don't know if it's the outside of the building or just the way it looks or whatever, but it just...
Them standing on the marquee like
it's
that.
It's just weirdly... I can't explain it, but it's like it's so that time. Like, it makes me think of that time and that whole period.
I get it. I know what you're saying.
This has the vibe.
Yeah. At the Vista Theater on Sunset. Oh, they lost their Grammy to Metallica that year.
Well, at least that's not as insulting as Metallica losing it to Jethro Tull. Yeah. That's insulting.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
I love that one quote with Lars up there. Well, first off, we have to thank Jethro Tull for not making it on this year. That was great. That was good stuff. I watched that recently. The old, what was that? Year and a half in the life of Metallica. Yeah,
that's good. One and two.
It very, is really good. Yeah. So anyway,
speaking of that, did they play anything off of Garage Days?
I don't think so. I don't think I heard any Garage Days. I don't remember hearing anything off of Load. No, they did play Fuel. They played Fuel.
Yeah.
Right. So they did play One Load song. So
One Load.
Yeah.
Not both loads. One Load. Just one.
So, you know, Suicidal had a few different lineups in the 80s and early 90s, but I would consider this probably their classic lineup.
Classic lineup.
Yeah. Rocky George on guitar, Robert Trujillo on bass, Mike Clark, fucking, who was the drummer?
RJ Herrera.
Yeah. Bass killer. Yeah.
It just sounds like a gangster name, doesn't it?
They look like gangsters, though.
Yeah. RJ Herrera. Yeah. Rocky George is that.
Mike Muir was always wearing the Crip fucking blue rag on his head and the socks with the sandals and the long fucking shorts and the tank top. I don't think you're allowed to say wife beater
anymore. Well, I mean, if you wear like a full shirt,
of course you're not.
No,
if you wear like a full dress shirt. And you beat your wife in that? Is that not a wife beater?
That's a wife beater.
See? Yeah.
All right. Recently, I found out. No, a different topic real quick. Oh, a little sidebar. Things that are now offensive. You can't say that you're going to have a powwow anymore. Like if,
who's that offensive to?
American Indians.
The Indians that'll never hear it.
And if you're the low man on the totem pole, that's also offensive. Really? You can't say that anymore. Yeah.
Who says that?
I don't know. I was reading this list of all these things that you're not supposed to say in corporate America, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Okay, well, I'm out.
God, just wipe your vagina and quit being a bitch. Yeah. Jesus. Okay, anyway.
Wipe your vagina.
Hey, words.
Oh, you can't say that either.
Really? What?
Wipe your vagina. Yeah.
So what do we call it? Just
words are an action of war now.
Words are wind. That's all it is. It's just fucking wind.
It's noise.
Get over it.
It's noise coming out of my face hole.
It's farts. Out of your, it's face farts, basically. It's
mouth farts. Right. Yeah. Yeah. For
That's a burp, really. But
all right. So.
You're also right, technically.
I can't. This is a moment like where I can remember where I was when I bought the CD, but I do know that.
Dude, I was jerking off Turtles records and tapes when I bought it, man.
I remember when I put it in the fucking CD player and this first song, which. If you got a cue, Jesus Christ.
It, I mean,
sets
all the,
tone.
All the songs are,
you know. But this fucking shred at the beginning, the Rocky George shred, I'm like, this dude's a badass fucking guitar player.
It was such a strange way to open it in a way because it starts off kind of like, it's real mellow. Man.
Oh, don't.
Well, and all of a sudden it turns into, what the hell is going on in here?
Yeah, but go back to this day. The first song on Blind.
That's true. You always have like.
They always had that little acoustic kind of thing. They got that from Metallica, by the way.
Probably.
Fight Fire with Fire started that shit. Yeah.
Bombs are so tired.
Battery. Yeah.
Bombs are always tired.
Huh?
Are they?
I used to think. misheard lyrics. I used to think on Fight Fire with Fire when he says, look so tired. I always thought he talked about the bombs. Like the bombs are so tired.
What does he say there?
I don't know.
I always thought it was like...
Maybe this fart sticks like a motherfucker. I'm not sure.
Like missile...
Who's Bart?
Missile die or you shall die.
We all shall die.
Yeah, we all shall die. Is that what he says?
I always thought it said look so tired, like the bombs got tired.
You look so tired.
See, I mean, it sounds like... Go! It does sound like that.
Where the fuck did it go?
I'm not completely crazy.
I mean, we're pretty close. We might as well, right?
Since nuclear... All right, we're looking. We all shall die.
We all shall die.
Okay.
And I thought
that's what I always thought. So
tired. You thought looks so tired.
No,
or we all shall die.
I thought he said missile die.
I think the lyrics are
missile
in,
die.
They're actually in the cassette tape, so that's why.
That's
why I know.
I just
cheater.
Yeah,
doofus. But then again, like you know, the beginning of Gypsy by Dio. I thought he said for a while. I thought he said juicy. I'm like, what the fuck does that have to do with it?
Juicy.
Juicy.
Oh, juicy.
All right, let's go.
Before the times of Eventide.
You wouldn't know crazy if Charles Manson was eating Fruit Loops on your front porch. That's a great line.
Great line. What is that from? It sounds familiar.
This song.
Oh.
You want to talk about crazy? You wouldn't know what crazy was if Charles Manson was eating Fruit Loops on your front porch. That's fucking awesome.
That clean sound is ridiculous.
Here comes some Ibanez shred right here.
Tone's really good too.
Yeah.
Such a sick clean sound. It's crystal clear.
What the hell's going on, mate?
Beep, beep, beep. Oh, they locked her out.
Ow.
Oh,
yeah. Uh-oh. I think I had a stroke.
Oh, that's not good.
I saw your hit. I saw your boy last night banging his head.
Who's that?
Your boy.
Oh, Ethan.
Yeah. He's yeah. having a good time.
Great thrash riff, too.
Yeah.
Let's get to the Charles Manson part real quick.
Tone is sick, man.
Us. Let's go. You know, that's like a circle pitch.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck off, man.
Definitely more thrashy than punk, for sure.
It's got the cadence, though, you know?
Yeah. It's his voice still kind of keeps it punk in a way.
Yeah.
You know, like his cadence, the way he sings.
And yeah.
Lost Again. This one's kind of like got that. One, it's a little more groovy, right?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's a little slower.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Lost Again.
The tone is just so fucking crazy. Yeah.
Oh, I like
the remix.
They had a keyboard in there.
Yeah, I didn't know ST was a progressive band.
Yeah, this one's more groovy. It's got that tone. It's got the... Come in.
Yeah, I like that word.
I love that shit.
Good album.
Good riff. Kind of Slayer-ish a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that,
the tone, though, for me, is...
Motherfucker, now you're gonna get it.
Those headphones.
They're like the perfect combo of thrash, psychedelic, funk.
Kinda,
you know, like it's all just jammed together. That's a Slayer riff. That's badass, dude.
It is very badass.
And this next song, I love this fucking song. This was like their, I guess, the ballad on the album or whatever, but this one, like, this was my teen. Like, you know, my sad little teen divorced parents, all the shit I was going through when I heard this, I was like, this fucking song rocks. Yeah.
song,
you know what I mean? You get that, there's certain songs that live with you. And
right.
This
you
one's
you used to listen to this when I banged chicks in high school, man.
Right up the pooper.
No, I didn't do anal until I was in my 40s, man.
Yeah. when it started, I'm like, where are they going with this? This is weird, yeah. You know. But then it kicks in. It's like, yeah, okay. Yeah, Rocky just going nuts back then. They're clean channels on this album. They're incredible.
Really nice.
Still has that punk feel, you know?
It's like a radio song.
Right. And it never got radio play. But I feel like
Offspring used this riff somewhere. Because that riff sounds really similar.
It's that punk, pop punk kind of feel. It kicks in a second.
Yeah.
It's definitely faster.
Yeah. Great riff, too. Catchy song.
Yeah.
It's good shit.
Most of their songs, at least especially on this album, are like that.
Yeah.
They're real
hooks. They got a lot of hooks.
Yeah.
Yeah. This next one's great.
Lovely.
La 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 la.
La 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 lovely. Yeah. I think this might be my favorite album by them.
It probably is mine too.
It's the one I listened to the most at the time back then, you know.
To me, it's this one and then How Will I Laugh. And then the one that came after this, I can't remember.
Art of Rebellion.
Art of Rebellion. Yeah.
Fart of Rebellion.
This song's all groove.
Like, lovely. La 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 la.
Fucking squeeweez.
Yeah. The bass sounds really good.
I think
too. This
is the tour I saw them on. At Lakewood.
Yeah. For that bass tone.
Yeah,
it's nice. Oh, fucking groove. God, fucking Trujillo's sound on this is like his bass sound with Metallica is kind of muddy. It's not crisp like that. And I don't know if that's his fault or their fault or what.
Could have been an evolution just in its sound.
Yeah.
Over time, maybe.
God, I love that tone, though. It's like Tool. You know, it's like it's real very, very crisp. Clean. Yeah. It's good shit.
Crisp and clean. It's so crisp.
All right. This is a good one. This one goes a little bit more.
I really like this one.
A little more metal. A little more thrashy.
Thrashy.
Give it revolution.
I really like the riffs in this one, especially the part. The first part.
Definitely a guitar song, yeah. You listened to I Saw Your Mommy, and then listen to this. Yeah. It's like.
It's a different band.
Yeah, totally different, yeah. I like this part. Almost has an Iron Maiden kind of feel to it a little bit, you know?
Okay.
The rib.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you got there?
Ooh. Oh. Oh my goodness.
I forgot how good this album is. Good riffs.
I think maybe this might have been my favorite album when we did the ST overview a while back.
Yeah.
This might have been my favorite album of all of them.
Yeah, that's a good
it's
one.
It's really good. Yeah, I forgot how fucking good this album is.
I wore the tape out.
Yeah.
And the CD. I think I got both.
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 Well, you had to do that back in the day, right? It's like you buy a tape. When the CD came out, it's like, well, I'm going to buy it on CD too.
Right.
Then you could buy an album.
Especially one that you always listen to.
Then you could buy it on LaserDisc. You don't even have a LaserDisc player. It's like, no, I still fucking have
it. It looked like a record.
Yeah.
it looked like.
You used to have a bunch of those, didn't you? Or Laser a few disc? Of them. I thought you did.
It looked like a record and a CD got together and had an intimate evening.
I don't think
I thought you had some LaserDiscs.
I never had a LaserDisc player.
Oh.
So it wasn't made. I don't then, think.
Then you just had. Hey, I don't even know
what you're talking about. Fucking LaserDisc. Laser discs.
They I ain't like afraid of no laser beam.
But they were like compact discs, but they were like
it was
that
like
big.
If a record.
It wasn't a compact disc because it was big.
I don't remember. I guess you just had the albums then, right?
Yeah.
I guess that's what
had
it
records.
Was. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking you had some kind of Metallica laser disc or something from back in the day.
It's a laser disc album. Just put some flavor crystals on it. It'll be fun.
Put some Folgers.
Hold on a second.
I love the helmet.
I don't know why. I'm going to go chop out a line of Folgers. Snort some coffee up in here.
You know somebody's done that.
Hell yeah.
Oh. Somebody has fucking done that.
They got black boogers.
They're gonna need the weed whacker after that.
Yeah, they're going to need the weed whacker for Manscaped.
So here, just blow your nose into this coffee mug. Have at it.
Oh, shit.
That'd be kind of gross.
All right, this is a good one.
This is what I'm going to do when I get home. I'm going to get whacked by myself.
Sounds like the beginning of Megadeth.
You take a mortal man.
Yeah.
Here we go.
It's a fox hunt.
Yes.
It's the gas. That's what it is, I think.
Oh, that's nasty.
Nasty. I like when Rocket George plays them nasty riffs.
It's nasty.
Yabba dabba doo.
I remember this one. Listen to the.
Yeah, the walk down.
Yeah. Still punk.
Very James Brownish.
Yeah. But very metal.
Ironically, it was kind of a Dave Lombardo sending feel, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sort of. Just a little bit. Yeah.
And then this would be the video. The next song is the video. Yeah, and it was about the...
Televangelist.
Televangelist, yeah. And this is all groove.
Yeah, like, this is a good song.
Funk.
Yeah.
I think this song was the birth of...
funk.
Infectious Grooves.
Yeah, that's probably...
Because this sounds like Infectious Grooves.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Little crossover action there.
Little protagonist. Crossover.
Give me some bass. Hey.
Silence on the set.
What a fucking good production, though.
Yeah.
Can we get to the solo?
I think it's coming up.
Yeah, a little bass solo.
Send it. Send it.
Do you hear what I said? You gotta make it hurt.
For all you
I will double talk.
I'm getting more bass.
Yeah, that was funky. Now take them on home. Run the clock.
Wow. That's cool.
That's a good one, man.
Yeah, it's like very commercial.
Yeah.
You know, but still great.
Yeah.
Send me more bass.
Takes you right back to that time, man.
Yeah.
You know?
This album came out like at the perfect time, too.
It did.
You know what I mean? It's like, it was that heyday of.
Yeah.
Heyday.
Well,
what did they have before heyday? Well, I mean, like, was there a day?
It was just long day.
Barley day.
Long
day.
Or, barley day.
Wheat day.
Wheat day. Hey, way back in the wheat day when I used to. The wheat day.
Fucking stupid.
It's the flavor crystals, dude. I can't lie. I'm sorry. Welcome.
All right.
I am sorry.
Emotion number 13.
Which emotion is that?
It's the 13th one.
Okay. Why'd you point that out? I don't think it's out of the line. I'm trying so hard to do what's right to be so good to make you perfect. Never seems to satisfy you. When I think of the perfect thrash tone, that's it.
That's it. Yeah, it really is. I want so much for you to think of me as a person that deserves your respect and attention. And I love the way they sing, you know, or the way Mike sings. Like,
yeah.
It fits it.
It's different
yeah.
than other thrash, but yeah. it's perfect for the music. You know? The
sound is so good, though.
Yeah. It's almost like he's whining, but it's cool.
What do you mean?
But it's not like Stained.
No. All right, now this next one definitely goes back to old school Suicidal. Disco's Out, Murder's In. This is punk rock as fuck.
Disco's been out since like the 70s, dude.
But Murder's In.
Though. Murder's been around since the beginning of time.
Yeah, well, it's the second oldest profession.
So come on. Murder's more consistent. See, disco's just trendy.
Disco's out.
It's like the perfect guitar sound.
Yeah. You can hear the crunch, you know. Yeah,
kick it like that. It almost reminds me of Anthrax a little bit.
Yeah. A riff.
Or SOD, maybe.
God, that's a good sound.
No, I just wiped out, man. Very fast.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
It's a good one.
All right, we got one more.
Damn, that went
solamente
quick.
Uno más.
Uno más.
It went very, very fastly.
See.
Yeah.
Going breakdown, man.
Going breakdown.
Go in. Apostrophe in. Breakdown.
Yes, sir.
That's fucking tone right there.
That's metal.
Oh, balls.
shot at the devil.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. It's a mother.
Like what's the kill, kind of?
A little bit, yeah.
Ooh, ooh, yeah. No matter how metal the music is, his voice makes it more like punk, rappy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's yeah, yeah. still always had yeah. that sound.
It's a great mix.
It is a real good mix. Yeah. Another underrated front guy too. Like his stage show is
He's all over the place.
Yeah, he's nuts. Yeah.
Good off shit. The hook or off the chain?
Off the chain, yo.
Which is worse, do you think?
Off the hook, off the chain.
I mean, I'm just
I don't know.
I'm trying to too much analyze.
It's a lot of math. I didn't go to Burger King, so
I'm just trying to
stay at Holiday Inn either.
Oh, no.
I was trying to figure it all out,
man. Yeah, I gotcha.
Man, I'm just kind of, amen.
You going to be okay over there?
Yeah, I'm going to make it, man. I'm trying to stay awake over here.
Okay.
You need some coffee, man?
I got caffeine and, methamphetamine.
So oh, well, that always
I'm
helps.
I'm wide awake, you know. It's all right. I'm doing all right, man.
All right.
How are things down off, was it? The fucking rib shack or the rib
lounge. Oh, it's pretty good.
The rib lounge, man.
Yeah. Dancers are doing pretty good. Most of them left for the summer, but we're going to be hiring a new batch here in fall, probably.
Yeah.
Nice. Might be doing some new weed infused riblets. You know, they might be pretty good. Rib lounge riblets. Say that five times fast.
You can't say it once.
Let me get a to go order of the rib lounge riblets. Fucking A, I almost didn't say it again. Hopefully by the next one, the meth will have kicked in and I'll be more back to myself.
All right, well. Actually, a shorty.
Full disclosure, I'm probably kind of still exhausted from all the manscaping I did last night.
Okay.
Looks like crop circles.
My shit looks like, remember Vanilla Ice had the lines on the That's what I'm working with.
Go to the barber, get a fade.
Yeah.
Down there.
You don't have to. You got Manscaped.
That's right.
You got the lawnmower 5.0.
I wonder if there's ever been like a fucking barber that just does nothing but down there.
Sacks.
Yeah.
It's the barber sack.
That's the name of the barbershop.
Yeah, barber sacks.
Oh, boy.
Like, yeah, I want to get what he's got. It looks really cool. Mm-hmm. I want the kid in play.
That fucking eraser head. Nice.
That's terrible. Okay. Right. Well, I guess on that note, thank you guys for joining us. And sorry for my lackluster.
Yeah, I was going to say something, but
stage presence.
Yeah. Good.
And thank you to the Patreons.
Oh, yeah. The Darius and the Daryl. Yeah.
That's all right.
And thank you to Manscaped. Don't forget, you can get 20% off free shipping. Promo code METAL.
Manscaped.com. promo code METAL.
METAL.
Get you some of that.
Get you some fucking fresh balls.
And shave your balls, because your balls will thank you.
They will. Absolutely. They'll.
I mean, my balls thanked me.
Yeah, my balls are happy right now. Like, I'm sitting here with happy balls.
My balls.
Because of Manscaped. Well, and the Lawnmower 5.0.
Your balls don't have, like, an actual voice. So, like, did it come? Did your dick talk to you?
Dude,
like,
I'm telling you. Through your balls? They're tingling right now. Really? In a good way. In a good way.
So yeah. Usually when they tingle, it's like, ooh, that's kind of.
No.
But it's good. It's good if they're tingling in a good way. When it's a good tingle. Ooh. Fucking now, no, because now you're going to. Don't put that in my head.
We heard it earlier at the brunch place.
No, but don't put it back in my head.
She only comes out at night.
was that the dude you were telling me about that was. Talking about.
Oh, yeah. There's this dude that comes into this place. He's like this little fella. He rides a big ass Harley, but he's like, I bet you 120 pounds. Like, little fella. And he's got this voice. He's like, he sounds like a King of the Hill character. Like, but one day we were in there. He's like, God damn, I didn't get any sleep. He lives with his dad. And this dude's 60, right? So his dad's got to be 85, 90.
Sure.
He's like, I couldn't get any goddamn sleep last night because my dad's new girlfriend was over there and they were fucking all night.
Oh, shit.
You can't make this shit up. Right. This is a real person. And he said that, and I, like, lost it. I'm, like, doing the math in my head. I'm like, your dad's got to be 90. They were up all night fucking. I couldn't sleep. All right. God bless y'all.
Oh, man. All right. I guess in that case, until the next.
Until the next. All right. We'll see you guys. All right. Later.
Hello everyone, this is frickin' Dr. Eviler coming at you live from the Metal Nerdery 33rd Floor Inverted Underground Bunker Poon Studio Gift Shop. If you're unable to get down to the depths of the bowels of the Bunker Poon Studios, you may go check out metalnerdery.com/merch and make a perch of some merch. Dr. Evil out.